Hi, and welcome to The Raw Bar. I'm Goddess Cecilia, sexuality and pleasure educator slash consultant. I've invited my friends and colleagues to sit, snack, and get real and probably a little salty about sexuality and pleasure. We've also saved a seat for you. Grab a drink, something to munch on, and your willingness to explore and experience something new and pleasurable.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Raw Bar with Goddess Cecilia. Raw Bar is basically a segment that is sort of like a live podcast. I'm going to interview some of my friends, some awesome people that I admire who are in the field of sexuality, pleasure, and anything else that has to do with the human body and learning about ourselves. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Goddess Cecilia. I'm a sexuality and pleasure educator. I'm also a distributor for Athena's Home Novelties, where I do in-home and virtual sex toy parties to help you learn more about yourself and your own pleasures. And yeah, I wanted to do something a little different, some background information, specifically where I'm located. I am currently in Los Angeles, California, visiting my family. I'm in my parents' backyard. And location 2 of where I started. And I'm originally from Los Angeles, but I currently reside in Boston, Massachusetts, otherwise known as the unceded lands of the Massachusetts and the Pawtucket. And I'm currently in the Tongva, I believe. It's Tongva lands in Chumash. I'll have to look that up. I remember the Massachusetts and Pawtucket because that's where I currently reside, so I have to say that a lot more often. Not an excuse. I'll do better next time. What I wanted to cover today was kind of to do a little bit of an intro and tell you who I am in this world and why I wanted to do this segment where I interview other people. I've done several different video style projects before. I have my Dive Deeper project, which is a short segment about sexuality and pleasure topics that currently lives on YouTube. And I have been in the sexuality field for almost 15 years. And I wanted to, just tell you a little bit more about like why I wanted to do this. So even though I've done a lot of my own video projects, I've always wanted to do more of an interview style with different folks so that you're hearing more than just from me. You know, I personally, I'm not comfortable with the term like sexpert. And even if I am well informed and like knowledgeable about certain things, I don't ever want to stop learning. So I kind of shy away from the like sexpert, expert terminology. Though I do think that I know quite a lot of things about specific topics, but I want to constantly be learning. I want to know more. I'm like always curious about different things. I have a ton of questions all the time about different sex and pleasure topics, and I cannot possibly be the only person with the information. There are so many brilliant people in this world. It is, and I want you to hear them all. I want you to hear all of them and get to know all of them. So I will be definitely having several guests. I feel like there are tons of people out there with so much in their brains that I want to ask all of these questions about, and I want to bring it to people. And so this is what the Raw Bar is going to be. Now, keeping with the theme of a Raw Bar, we're not going to have raw foods, though maybe, but I will be inviting my guests to either, you know, have a beverage or have some sort of like finger food, or even not even finger food. It can be just like a full meal if they wanted to share a full meal with me. Yeah. So I forgot what I was saying. I just want to be able to bring people here with you. And we'll be partaking in either foods or drinks, right?
One thing that I did want to talk a little bit about so that you kind of get to know who else I am in this world, other than the sexuality and pleasure educator and mermaid goddess, is that, you know, I carry with me, I live and breathe a multitude of identities, as do all of us, basically, right? I'm not just one thing. I am a Filipina cis woman in a heterosexual relationship, though I've more recently started identifying as pansexual because I realized, I'm not just attracted specifically to cis men. I'm definitely more attracted to the like masculine-ish side, but there's so many amazingly beautiful people out there in this world. Like, yeah. But I am currently in a monogamous relationship with a heterosexual man. And I am also a survivor of childhood sexual assault. And I carry that with me everywhere I go. I am also an immigrant. I moved from the Philippines at 4 years old to Los Angeles with my mom to join my dad and the rest of his family. But I grew up in Los Angeles. So unfortunately, I lost the ability to really fluently speak Tagalog specifically, a Filipino dialect. But I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to pass down little things here and there to my almost 2-year-old. And I'm hoping that he's picked up some more words and some more phrases while we're here with my parents.
If you're enjoying the Raw Bar podcast and you're wanting to learn a little bit more about specific sexuality topics, check out my Dive Deeper series on YouTube. In Dive Deeper with Goddess Cecilia, I touch on specific topics like waterproof adult toys, self-pleasure health benefits, and postpartum depression. It's the same sassy me, but in video format. And I do it all while wearing a mermaid tail. Sometimes I'm on location at a tropical destination, and sometimes I'm sitting on my seashell throne. As your pleasure guide, this is a personal invitation to you to explore all the ebbs and flows of pleasure and self-care. It's my honor to bring a little whimsy and magic to a topic that has historically been so taboo. A new Dive Deeper drops monthly on YouTube, so make sure you search for Dive Deeper with Goddess Cecilia and subscribe.
And that being said, I am a mother. I decided that I wanted my child to call me Nanay, which means mom or motherly figure in Filipino. And so I identify as a Nanay. My pronouns are she, her, and Sia. And Sia is the Filipino pronoun, which is actually gender neutral. It's for everyone. It's not specific to a man, woman, cis, trans, what have you. It's for everybody. And I have to say, like, it has been an interesting journey. I've been in the sexuality field for almost 15 years. I've seen a lot of changes in the pleasure products realm where I got started. And I've seen a lot of attempts to kind of be a standard to the rest of the world in a lot of ways, specifically the sexuality field. I've definitely seen it try to uphold standards of care. I've seen it try to uphold restorative justice frameworks, pro sex work, pro Black, pro disabled statements and ideas. And I've seen it do the complete opposite as well. I've seen folks who I've admired do things and say things that are like, oh, I see, you know, like you weren't necessarily the person that I thought you were. I've seen companies and organizations do things and say things that I know they mean well, but don't always follow through. And that's been tough to witness, especially because I
am always hoping that like people and organizations will do better. Oh, I am. I should tell you this too. I am a Taurus sun, Aries moon, Aquarius rising. If that tells you anything about me. I'm also an Enneagram too. And I recently learned that sometimes there's, originally I had thought that you were like either a wing one, like a wing of one of the others, but apparently you kind of can possibly exhibit wings of either of them. And we'll be talking more about that with future guests for sure. So I hope that you will join me. I just wanted to kind of introduce myself. I wanted to introduce the concept of the Raw Bar. And I'm excited about my upcoming guests. Let me tell you about my upcoming guests so far. All right. I decided that I'm going to interview my partner / husband. It was not often the forward facing person. He's sometimes behind the camera in a lot of the images and videos that you see of me. It is him doing the work of the director and the mer wrangler, if I'm in a mermaid tale, and all of that. And so we are going to be talking about parenthood and partnership in the last 2 years. And like I said, I want to keep it real and raw. And so I'm going to give him my questions because he wants to have the questions beforehand. And I respect that, of course. But who knows where the conversation is going to go from there. I'm going to have Erica Capen here with me, who's going to talk about her open photo project, which is an amazing, gorgeous set of photos of art that feature polyamorous families, polyamorous people. But Erica's photography is like wonderful. A lot of my pro photos are, my like headshots are done with Erica. So I trust her eye for sure. And I have questions about her other projects as well. So thank you for hanging with me. I hope that you're staying hydrated today and every day. And I will see you all next week. All right. Bye, everyone.
Well, friends, it's time to go our separate ways. I hope your body and brain are fully satiated and stimulated from today's episode. Make sure you rate and review today's episode and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Lastly, head on over to goddesscecilia.com. That's GoddessCecilia.com to find out how you can connect with my guests and me and how you can be a part of the Raw Bar Regulars. See you next time.